Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we always go to the Marshfield Clinic talking with Dr. Laurel Rudolph on the Schneider Orange Hotline. First of all, Doc, thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us. When you see soft tissue injuries like this with pulled groins and hamstrings and such, what is that? Is there an indicative? Can somebody actually be predicted that this is going to happen to them?
Well, you know, they have looked at it in the NFL. I mean, especially hamstrings on specialty teams. There was a huge study several years ago. But there's some outside sources that have looked at, you know, some teams are more prone to the others. Now, I don't have an inside track as to why. You know, it doesn't seem to be playing surfaces. At least I don't see that at our high school level or our collegiate level. But, you know, if you look back even 2016, we were pretty prone in Green Bay to a lot of soft tissue injuries.
So looking at, and like you said, it can't be necessarily predicted. Because some people say, well, it's that new turf down in down in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Well, there's not enough of a case study, and that turf is the same turf, if I'm not mistaken, that they practice on in the Hudson Center with those tires and those granules on it. So it's something that they're accustomed to. So can you say that one player can be more, because obviously Clay Matthews has had it in the past. So he's had some hamstring pulls. Yeah, so when you look at a guy like that, can you say what preventatively can you do so something like this doesn't continue to happen?
Well, I think the training staff and the medical staff always look at people because obviously, you know, they can look at their movement and their form, and obviously it's position dependent. Obviously, we shouldn't be having any problems with hydration and the other typical things for cramps or anything, but it may be in their preseason, you know, training. I don't know because I don't get access to that, obviously. But like I said before, there tends to be a trend among some teams. I do not think that it is turf-related. But you got to remember, these pro athletes are pretty big. And if you look at the muscles in regards to the soft tissues, quads, hamstrings, you know, some of the biggest muscle groups that there are.
Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to ask you, when you were talking about the quad injuries, a quad injury like a contusion, okay? When we hear contusion, the first thing I think of is somebody took a knee or a helmet right to the thigh, and it's just one of those deep bruises, and you know, which we always hear about strains. Strains are, you know, minuscule tears or maximum tears, depending on that. But on something like that, what is rehabilitation time normally?
I mean, if you take a deep
contusion to like a thigh to a quad muscle.
I mean, it can be weeks to if not even months. For some of these individuals, again, depending on things. So there have been some studies that looked at MRIs, for example, of hamstring strains / early mild tears. And, you know, the muscle to go back to a normal pre-injury thing can take months. Because, again, these are very big, bulky muscles that obviously are being used constantly at a very, you know, high pace in the NFL.
Is this something that when you see a rash of these pop up on one particular team or just in general, is it something that's alarming that maybe you then begin to take a look at different type of training methodology?
That's what I would be doing if I had it in, you know, at my high school or collegiate level, especially if it's a consistent pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the number that went down on Sunday was amazing.
Right.
Obviously, Cobb's shoulder is, a different type of thing.
Correct.
But so...
Well, you can train. I've always said you can train for the soft tissue and try to strengthen in that area. Some things are just football, and it is what it is.
Correct.
There's not much you can prepare for.
It's a contact sport.
Right. No doubt about it. Fantastic stuff. Thanks for giving us a little insight. I certainly appreciate it, okay?
I wish I could help more. Thank you.
Absolutely. There you go. Dr. Laurel Rudolph, sports medicine expert for the Marshfield Clinic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.